Hello and welcome to another incredible episode of BJJ's Board Game Alliance, episode 64. I am your host, Joey. Just kidding, D's. I'm just kidding. JK, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, all right. You know, Josh, I'm liking it. It was easy this time. Of course, next to me is Chief Josh Butley of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going? And my phone is going to bing a lot because nobody... You told me to turn my phone on, but I did.
You know what? That's a mistake. Never trust Josh's phone.
Or if you want, we can just have mine on.
There you go.
I think that might be the better way to go.
Next to him is the mischievous Sean Epperson, I think, 12 games.
Oh, hey, hi.
And of course, the lovely Vicky Barcelona running the boards.
Hello.
Josh, we've got a Gauntlet 2019, and people are going to need to know how to get a hold of us so they can donate awesome money to an awesome cause.
Yes, they can go to bjgeeknation.com. You'll get all the podcast blogs, interviews, videos, links, and, of course,
more!
There's also links on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, radio.com, and iTunes, where we await the five-star review.
Yes. We do love five stars. I even like four stars, but five is always better.
Five is... the starriest.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know, Mox Gauntlet is a lovely day of board gaming competition where our team will be pitted against a bunch of other teams in the local Washington State area where they will be battling for a cure.
For the benefit of El Centro de la Raza, which is the Center of People of All Races, which serves as a voice for the Latino and immigrant communities in the Seattle and King County.
See, I knew Vicky was the smart one around here.
Right.
That's why you don't trust me.
That's why she's the captain now. Mm-hmm.
Captain of the great team of teams. Do you guys have a team name?
Yeah, we're, just BJJ's Keepers.
No! I want team name, Team Awesome. We're Team Awesome. Put it in the books, okay?
With Team Kick-Ass.
Team Kick-Ass.
Team Hit Girl. Wait, what?
It's like from Fort Kick-Ass from Archer. Anyways. But the whole idea is that we're going to be playing games and raising money while we're doing this. So if you go to our Facebook page right now, you will see pinned to the very top a post. And if you can give that a share or if you can donate, even if it's a couple bucks, $5, whatever, $10, we will greatly appreciate it. Please donate to our team because the more money that we raise, the more power-ups we get that will benefit us later during... actual competition.
And while you don't win anything besides pride and a really cool shiny gauntlet that we're going to implant into BJ's face, you will, of course, like Vicky said, be helping out a great cause, which you can never go wrong with this day and age.
And I'm really looking forward to the food.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
As always, beer.
Yeah.
Beer, board games, and rolling dice.
But one other, speaking of games, because this is the Board Game Alliance, we wanted to do something fun today.
Yes, because... everyone hopefully was celebrating with their mothers recently. Yes.
Was the last episode. Yeah. But then I was supposed to bring a game in, and I forgot. And so then I'm like, well, let's play a different game. And this is actually cool because I found one. Have you guys ever played Heads Up on a phone?
Yeah.
So that's one of Ellen DeGeneres' games. And I did a quick search, and she actually has a new game out called Psych Outwit Your Friends. And it's an app game that you play with your friends.
And what are we all? Friends!
That we're going Friendly. To psych each other out.
That's right. And so what we're going to be doing is the fact version of the game, correct?
Yes. So when you go into it, you make your little profile. And there's different versions you can pick or different types of games you can play. And the truth comes out, which is kind of more of like an inside thing with all your friends, movie bluff, word up. And is that a fact? They also have bundles that you can get other variations like proverbs, word up, switcheroo, it's the law, say my name, animals, the plot thickens, stuff like that. But we are going to be playing Is That a Fact?
And pretty much it is a fill in the blank. And what's going to happen is we're going to give you a sentence, and at the end of it, you're going to have to fill in the blank. So, for instance, birds first flew around the earth when? And you would be like, when Thanos snapped his fingers, or whatever you want it to be. But the idea is that you want to put in an answer that everyone will believe. So you can say, since the dawn of time.
But you also get the real answer in there. So the whole idea is that you're trying not to click on somebody else's answer except the right one, because then they get a point. And if somebody does, if someone clicks on yours, then you do get a point. But in this one, it says, these remarkable facts may surprise you, but so will your friend's fake answers. So come up with your own answers and win a point for every player you psych into thinking your false fact is right. And then try to pick the real fact, and that's how you get a point as well, is picking the real fact.
That's right, and I am going to lose because we tried a trial run of this to make sure it worked, and boy, am I bad.
Yeah, you are. The cool thing is you can do your psych face So you can just be like, haha, psych.
Yes, and the psych face shows up every time you get a wrong answer. And it was very annoying because Vicky showed up on mine a lot and so did Sean's.
Yep. Sean's was a very like, hey, face. So that made it even worse.
Mine is a very inappropriate face, but you're all going to get to see it.
Oh.
So all we thought we'd start off with the lovely four of us playing.
So it's cool because you each play on your own device.
Yeah, which is nice for like bar games too. So if you're with your friends and you're like, oh, what are we going to do? Well, you can all join a game on your phone and guess what? Make fun of your friends.
All right. And so what is the code? So like in this case, Joey started a game. He gives me a code. What is the code for this game?
Firm Cure.
Firm Cure. If I could spell. And then I submit. And then look at that. I'm in the game.
Vicky B's picture has a mustache.
I do have a mustache.
You can play any amount of rounds you want. We're going to just start off with a couple until, well, one of us probably gets a little
rage
too
quits.
Angry. Yes. So
rage
I am quits. Starting the game. Is that a fact? Cross your fingers. Make up a false answer. Oh, I shouldn't read that
Not
part.
Not that part. Yeah. You read the top part, the fact, yeah.
But if you guys want to know, you're going to make up a false answer, the real fact, blah, 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 right? Okay.
Yep. Like I said earlier.
Oh, my God. Ethel Hidalgo patented a scented doll that looks like what? Blank. Fill it in. What the heck is a scented doll? Wait, what would it look like?
I think I know what it is. But I don't want to write the real answer.
You don't want to write the real answer?
No, you're trying to write an answer that people will think is real.
Oh.
Because the idea is that if I write down the real answer and you click on it and it's not the real answer, you get screwed.
Yeah.
And then I get some points. I take all your points, Josh.
I mean, I guess you could try to write the real answer, but what's the fun in that?
Mm. No. He definitely made a Thanos. A Thanos.
All right. Collecting answers.
So now it goes,
my answer has been submitted.
It says, Ethel Hidalgo patent a scented doll that looks like...
Thanos demands right. Your dolls.
Oop. Oh. You want to read them?
So ding, ding. An old person, a clown, a piece of poo, strawberry, or a flower.
There's more answers than there
be
are
a
players.
Piece of poo.
Well, because you get one extra one that's the real answer.
Ah. The real answer is there.
Wow. Is it a clown?
I put my answer in.
I locked in my answer.
Oh, gosh.
And of course, Sean bringing up the rear here.
No!
Oh, what? Vicky! Why?
Sean psyched me out.
Joey D's got you.
Did you pick poo?
I have a poo. No, I picked. Look at that. This is rude, Vicky, by the way. How dare you
Vicky got me
out.
As well. Oh
my
man.
Gosh.
So nobody strawberry. Picked the right answer.
I picked strawberry.
An old person was the answer?
What? I thought it was Cabbage Patch Kids. I thought they were scented. Back
yeah,
in the day.
I was going to put a piece of cabbage, and then I was like, yeah.
Vicky next leveled us, because everyone else put A or N, so I thought, oh, it has to be the generated answer, strawberry, because there's no A or anything before it. Nope.
Nope. So...
You just tried to game
I psyched
game.
Two people, yeah. But oh, then man. You psyched me too, though, Sean. So in the lead is me.
Vicky's in the lead because she psyched two people, and then I got one, and it looks like... Josh got one. Sean got one.
I got zero.
A piece of poo, unfortunately, did not fool anyone. Although the exclamation point at the end.
Could have been the poo emoji.
Let me rephrase that.
That's funny.
A clown, a flower, and a piece of poo.
Now that's a party.
There you go.
All right. So ready. Hit the ready button to go on to the next round.
All right. Is that a fact? Happy people are less likely to what? I've got some answers for this one.
My answer is in and 100% true.
I'm pretty sure you're going to understand how great my answer is. Now, you can't see me, but I'm doing the Italian finger clench right now.
Yep.
It's a great answer, okay?
Which you can do because you're very Italian.
I'm Italian.
Yep.
That's right. Flip tables, be sad, have insomnia, die early, or catch a cold.
Hmm.
Well, that's not cool. Happy people don't want to do any of these things.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Oh, man. Happy people are less likely to be sad.
What are you idiots for that?
Never been a better
Josh.
Answer. Josh is like, they've already gone to me.
You suck. I love it.
Tell me I'm wrong.
There's a couple of these because I know obviously my answer. And if you try to click on your answer, it says, that's your answer with a smiley face. You know, it's like, oh, honey.
So smart.
You're not smart.
I've been in the testing of that game. They were like, we need to put something on there so they can't choose their own answer because I guarantee you people have forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
My answers were locked in.
I'm correct.
Yes!
I'm correct.
Me too.
Oh, Vicky was the old Yvonne who did not
so
get
it. So I totally thought it was like, I was like, oh, I thought it was catch a cold, but because I'm kind of sick and I have been for a little bit, I thought that was like crack at me.
That's
so
awesome.
So that's why I didn't pick it.
Oh, you got next leveled by the game.
And I picked Sean's.
Yeah.
Boo.
Sean.
Oh, Rocket's
it wasn't
there.
Flip tables? I thought that was a pretty good one.
I don't see what's wrong or inaccurate about BSAC.
Yeah. It was pretty good. It was straightforward enough that I thought it could be that. But then I was like, Sean and Josh are in this room, and I have a feeling one of them is devious enough to put that down.
If we were playing with BJ, he'd be so mad.
Yes, yes.
All right, ready for the next round, guys?
To the next round. Duel. Is that a fact? While living in the White House, President William H. Taft got stuck in this. What did he get stuck in, guys?
His secretary.
Whoa!
No, it didn't say William.
Now that's a sticky situation. This is tough. See, these are hard because you really want to come up with an answer that's believable, but you don't because it's really funny when it's not.
I don't know how to spell this. All right.
Look for the misspelling.
Ah, then you'll think it's mine.
Exactly.
The best. So... Oh, someone already put that down.
Whoa.
One of you thinks like me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that says.
Well, that kind of will tell you, that gives you an extra...
Now I have an extra hint.
Yeah.
The answers. Dumb waiter, a chair, bathroom, a bathtub, the pantry. Okay, if you get stuck in the pantry, that's your own fault. Because that just means you got too busy eating that you got so fat that you just couldn't move anymore.
Or that they have to keep a lock on it. You sneak in and then it's like automatic, like a bank vault. Like, yes. It won't open until the next day.
Or like the liquor cabinet.
All right, what are you guys picking?
Oh, man.
My answer has been submitted.
Yeah, I now.
I'm going to get... God damn it, Sean.
I finally got one right.
Yes.
Like, look at his face.
What was yours?
Joey got me. Man.
Yes, I got him. Ha-ha. He got me with bathroom.
Okay, I did bathtub.
Yes, bathtub was one I was going to put down, Vicky.
Okay, so it was the same as the game.
I knew that that one was wrong, and I still got the question wrong.
Currently in the lead by 1 point. Yes.
All right, you guys know what a dumbwaiter is, though,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I was actually almost going to pick that
one. Dang.
Because that seemed like something I would do.
That one was tough. That one I did not know.
I didn't psych anybody, but I got the answer right. So, woo.
Heck yeah.
Ready?
What was the real answer for that one?
A bathtub.
Bathtub.
It was bathtub.
Which is why I tried to put down, but ironically was correct.
That's correct.
All right. Next question. In their first film together, Minnie Mouse escapes Mickey Mouse's kiss by doing what?
Submit.
Vicky just already knew.
She knows.
You know the lore of the Mouse family?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Cheater. Cheater. Now I'm going to put something great down. Not going to be able to do anything about it.
I really want to put this one. I just don't know if we'll get in trouble.
I mean, that's what the bleep your button is for.
We've got some bleeps for you, Josh.
It's not bleeping.
Oh.
It's topical. Oh, well.
All right. Do what you got.
You decide.
We'll figure it out.
The answers are ducking, giving him the backhand, hashtag me too, parachuting out of a plane, or kicking him in the jimmy.
Wow. Minnie's
she's a creative gal.
I think it's kicking him in the jimmy.
Never wanted it to be the jimmy more.
Kicking him in the jimmy.
Josh is holding himself back. He
I
is
know,
exploding right now. Oh, hashtag me too.
Jesus.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, this was back in the day, man. That didn't exist yet.
Right? But you know what? Kick Game and the Jimmy's existed since the dawn of time, so I'm the front runner right now for the answer. Sean, damn it.
Yes.
His like, seemed the most.
Right? Non-censored version. What was the answer?
Parachuting
out of an airplane.
Yeah. I got that one right.
How
I totally got that one right.
Why didn't I think that too?
Mouses can fly? When's
Mickey
last?
Mickey Mouses can.
What?
Two people got my ducking. I loved it because it's also kind of a joke
ducking.
About ducks.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't really think of the parachute. I'm like, no, which one of you idiots would have written parachuting?
Right?
Nobody would have.
That's going to rocket me up to the top. 9 points with Josh behind me by 3, and Vicky and Joey
tied up for 4
tied
points
at the bottom with 4.
Well, one thing I've learned is that Sean is very good at giving generic answers, and Josh and I can't help but make a joke every time.
All right, mine was kicking in the Jimmy.
That one was pretty great, too.
I just wanted to say Jimmy.
Right, you're right, kicking in the Jiminy.
Kicking him in the Jiminy
jam.
Cricket.
How about the Jim Jam?
The Jim Jam.
All right, next one. Everyone be ready. Like, okay, cool.
Be ready. All right. Is that a fact? Because they didn't have pockets, ancient Greeks commonly carried coins in where or in what? In what? Let's make you see funny about this one, Josh. I see you racking your brain. Just go ahead and try.
I'm not. I'm really trying.
I can't spell.
I love how we get 180 characters to do this. Should write a book.
I'm going with a good one this one. I think I got this one. I think there's going to be a lot of surprise Joey faces on people's phones, which is my favorite. It is great, though, because you can creatively create your picture. You can just pull from your phone or make a new one and...
Well, because you have your profile picture and then you have your psyched face.
Yeah, your
which
psyched
is like,
face.
Heh, heh. Oh my God, BJ's would piss me off so much.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know the face he would make too. It says, heh, heh, and like twists his mouth all funny.
Yep.
That wasn't me.
So they keep coins in their pouches, their mouth, their mouths, in the toga, and in their butt cheeks.
In the actual cheeks, like a little hollow spot?
You know that great little place that everyone has?
No, right. I was just thinking clenching.
Who put mouths?
Mouths.
When they're rich, they need several mouths.
In the joke.
Give me another 10 spot.
It could have been in someone else's mouth. That would have been good.
Or I think they just mean as a collective, everyone's mouth. Yeah. Like everyone.
See, this is terrible because I'm going to select pouches and I'm going to get to see Sean's stupid face again and I can't wait for it. I'm waiting. Here we go. Collecting answers. Yeah, there's Sean's stupid face. How did I know?
I got the right one.
What? You got me.
Who got you?
Helly Store got me.
Oh, nice.
What the heck was the answer?
I don't know.
It was their mouths.
Their mouths.
Really?
Oh, so I put their mouth and didn't get credit for that? Son of a bee.
Is anybody else getting an ad right now?
Yes, I am.
It doesn't really... I think that's a little glitch they have right now. I think they're waiting for the update, but I can't get out now.
Oh, well, relaunch your app and be happy.
Frozen.
About it.
I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
You want
to
wrap? Fine. It does
clearly
make sense.
I won.
Clearly, Sean is just the master, and I even predicted him destroying me on that last question. But I'm a man of my word, and I will click the thing I think is right. Even though I actually answered the correct thing, I'm terrible at this game.
This is actually a really fun party game. Nice, lighthearted psych with an exclamation point. It's also made by Ellen.
And great for all ages, to be quite honest with
yes.
you. As long as you're not Josh.
Hey.
Well, speaking of Josh, take us away.
Play nice.